Hi everyone, welcome to today's podcast on deep dive into the payroll module of Workday. Now, talking about the last episode, we talked about a very high level overview on different modules that Workday has to offer. And in today's episode, we will talk about one of those modules, which is payroll, in detail. So let's get straight into that. So Workday Payroll, as you know, is a module from the Workday HCM software, which enables the organizations to manage their payroll processes. Now, there are a lot of features in the payroll module itself, such as you can set up the taxes, you can calculate it, you can distribute the pay of the employees, you can generate the payroll reports, and there are some parts of accounting related to that as well. Now, since it's a cloud-based software, it can be accessed from anywhere and is integrated with all the different modules of Workday HCM. Now, we have to understand that payroll is a downstream application, right? It has dependency of a lot of different modules, such as Workday Core HR, because that's where our more employee data sits in. We have compensation, where the compensation details sits in. We have benefit, we have talent management. So all of these modules passes the important employee information, which in turn is being processed by Workday Payroll. Now, Workday Payroll actually allows the streamlining of data flow, and it will give you a real-time visibility into your payroll system. The payroll system from Workday is also designed to be compliant with various regulations and laws with respect to taxes and any new statutory requirements that comes. Now, talking about Workday Payroll, couple of interesting facts. As of current date, Workday Payroll is being offered only for 4 countries, which is US, UK, Canada, and France. All these 4 countries can be implemented with, you know, full-fledged payroll solution for in Workday. Now, Workday did made an announcement last year in 2022, wherein they came up with 2 new additional countries, which is Australia and Germany. Now, you might be wondering, what about the other countries? So let's say we have 6 countries in payroll. What about the other countries that Workday, that would like to implement Workday? So here is what it becomes a bit interesting. So for all those countries which doesn't have Workday payroll, let's take an example of Netherlands or any other country for that matter, Workday has a tie-up with their respective payroll vendors in that country. Let's say ADP, TMF. Those are different type of vendors with which Workday has did a tie-up and which will facilitate the payroll processing. So Workday provides some inbuilt core connectors for payroll, which can be used to pass on the basic payroll information to all these payroll vendors, which will process the payroll, and then we can have an inbound integration which will put the data into the Workday system. So we call it as third-party payroll integrations. Now, for these countries which doesn't have Workday payroll, Workday does provide the basic payroll setup that you can do for these countries, such as you can have a basic period schedule setup, basic pay groups that you can define, and basic payment elections. And also there are certain third-party earnings and deductions that you can define for all these countries, which can further flow down to your payroll vendors. So that's all for the today's topic on deep diving into the payroll topic. And then let's connect in the next episode, wherein we'll talk about the other modules. Thank you and have a great day.